Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions.
Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 2nd of March 2012. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours, and the drugs have kicked in, thank God. Those fantastic British processor people, Arm, have said that they are generations ahead of Intel. Yes, Warren East, their CEO, speaking at Mobile World Congress, told the Wall Street Journal, the Arm business model thrives on diversity and competition. And he said that he would contend that the Arm solutions that are available are two generations ahead of everyone. And I think he said Intel as well. Oh, well done, Warren. Keep us going, mate. Keep us going. Now, Google's privacy policies kicked in yesterday, and it's not been good and all rosy for them in the press. In fact, the European Union has said that they breach European law on privacy and human rights. EU Justice Commissioner Viviane Reding has declared that the policy is in breach of EU law, and they're going to look into it, and Google may be getting a bit of a slap. If you haven't deleted your browsing history yet, then tough, they've got it already. Oh dear. Other thing that Google's in trouble for is that Android apps appear to be able to steal your photos. If an Android application gets in and you've got it installed on your phone, it doesn't appear to need your permission to go and get all the photos out your library and do whatever it wants with them. It's only a bit of a kind of rumoured suggestion at the moment. People are looking into it. Hopefully it won't be the case. Windows 8 has issued its consumer preview, and you should all be downloading it. It came out yesterday morning, and people have had 1 million attempts at downloading it. I've had an attempt at downloading it, and I probably had about 500 attempts at downloading it, but I couldn't get on it yesterday. I'm going to get it, have a go, see what I think, but the Metro interface does appeal, I have to say. Canon have announced the EOS 5D Mark III. Yes, it was all purported to be out there, and now it's definitely coming. It looks super gorgeous. It's a heavy titanium alloy frame, and it looks brilliant, and I want one. And it's $3,500, and I've got to work out the exchange rate, because Betsy's coming over soon. Maybe. Well, just maybe. Apple is also smiling this morning because it's won a patent victory in German courts. It means that Motorola could be forced to recall and destroy all handsets if they actually apply the judgments to its fullest degree. If Apple do that, I think they're going to lose the publicity war, though. At the moment, abatement from sales should be sufficient. And reports are saying that Apple is pushing ahead with plans for a subscription TV service by Christmas. Now, if it comes for Christmas, it's not going to get Carl Swagger his $40 out of Andy Anatko and Will Green, but at least it'll come and he'll feel some satisfaction, even though he's got to turf over some cash. But he's rich now anyway, eh? Archos have released a little tiny tablet that's 7 inches running Android 4.0 for $129 aimed at kids. It looks great. It's light and flimsy and it's just everything that a small child needs. At $129 it's not going to break the bank. It's got a 1 gigahertz processor with 1 gig of RAM and it's kind of like the Fishery Price thing, but it's got a bit more punch for sure. 102x600 display, and they reckon there's going to be 10,000 child friendly apps available for it in the near future. Well done, Archos. My little girl would love that. Spot on. Audi has released its new hybrid car for the Le Mans 24-hour race. I saw the picture and I got tingles down my spine. I haven't been able to stand up since looking at the picture. I want one of these to go to work in. It probably wouldn't get over the speed bumps at the end of my road, but it does look fantastic. Please, Audi, when you're finished with it, can I have one? And I'm sure that in our listenership, there are an enormous number of Indiana Jones fans. I know I'm one. But you've never been able to get the complete Blu-ray all together, all at once, all in one package. No, you can now. In autumn, you will be able to get all Indiana Jones movies complete and available and in Blu-ray, super high definition, super gorgeous, at super $75 price. Well, that's not bad, actually. If we get it imported from the States, it'd be brilliant. And also, I know in our listenership, there's a good number of Assassin's Creed lovers. And there's been a few teases out there for Assassin's Creed 3, but it looks like it's definitely coming. They've released box art, and it's leapt forwards. It's at the American Revolution. All the fighting with the Brits. We're going to be in there, we're going to get our butts kicked, and it's going to make the Americans look good. Oh, come on. Duh. Speech Jammer is a fantastic little device that's come out from some researchers in Japan. Basically, if you've got someone who's a bit gobby and you don't like what they're saying, you take this thing up and you point it towards them and it shuts them up. It does it using white noise. It takes everything that they say and within a split second focuses it back on them and stops them from being able to speak and you can't hear them at all. I don't know whether it hurts them, I don't think it does, and I don't think what the actual commercial application is going to be unless they put it in a train when it's in a quiet compartment or something like that. Well done. My mother-in-law, would it work on her? If it does, please send me a review unit. Happy to write it up. And finally, the loony Yanks have done it yet again. Utah, the land of the Latter-day Saints, have decided that it's illegal to photograph farm animals. Now, I don't think this is kind of like a senator getting caught with a sheep type thing, and I don't think it's down to farmers in Utah being any less diligent than they should do with their animal livestock, but they think it's to do with PETA people, because PETA are getting in and photographing covertly imagery that shows farm animal abuse. There's a thriving website market out there for that, I'm absolutely sure, PETA. You can go and get some pictures there if you really need them. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. Don't forget, we're going to be changing our name on the 1st of April. We'll be British Tech Network. Nothing else is going to change, though. We'll all still be the fun, loving self, and all the fun will be still going on Fridays. So it'll just be British Tech Friday instead of Bagel Tech Friday. Bye-bye, bagels. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.